WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Our atmosphere is composed of a mixture of gases, which we term air. The atoms and molecules that make up air are constantly moving in random directions, and in spite of their tiny size, they exert a force in what we observe as pressure. Each molecule is way too small to feel and only exerts a tiny bit of force. But when we sum the forces from the large number of molecules that strike a surface each moment, then the total observed pressure can be considerable. Air pressure can be increased or decreased one of two ways. First, simply adding molecules to any particular container will increase the pressure. A larger number of molecules in any particular container will increase the number of collisions with the container's boundary, which is observed as an increase in pressure. The second way of increasing or decreasing air pressure is by the addition or subtraction of heat. Adding heat to any particular container can transfer energy to air molecules. The molecules will move with increased velocity, striking the container's boundary with greater force, which again we observe as an increase in pressure. Since molecules move in all directions in the atmosphere, air pressure can be exerted in all directions. As you go up in the atmosphere, the number of molecules decreases and the density of air, therefore, is less, meaning a decrease in air pressure. While the atmosphere extends more than 15 miles up, one half of the air molecules in the atmosphere are contained within the first 18,000 feet. Because of this decrease in pressure with height, it is very hard to compare the air pressure at ground level from one location to another, especially when the elevations of each site differ. Therefore, to give meaning to the pressure values observed at each station, the station air pressure readings are converted to a value with a common denominator. That common denominator is the sea level elevation. At observation stations around the world, the air pressure reading, regardless of the observation station elevation, is converted to a value that would be observed if that instrument were located at sea level. Now, we'll follow up next week in a continuation of the discussion of air pressure. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.